Hey, good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. You know, I saw this last night and I kind of jumped out of my chair. Maybe you did too. Capital One aired an ad featuring Prince's Let's Go Crazy. They showed it during the Emmys last night. And, well, not only me, but Twitter had some thoughts about it. Some of the more choice tweeted reactions. Something tells me that at Prince is rolling over in his grave with at Capital One using his music in a commercial. What is his estate thinking? Jeez. Here's another one. Prince, sacrilege aside, Let's Go Crazy is a terrible message for a credit card commercial, or my favorite, I'm in favor of using Prince's music in a Capital One commercial only because it might annoy him so much that he gets right up out of his grave and comes back to life. I mean, Prince hated the idea of his music being in a commercial, right? Well, doctors in Germany say they believe Pussy Riot member Peter Verzelov indeed was poisoned in Moscow last week. The Russian-Canadian activist reportedly is doing better at a Berlin hospital, but he still suffers from amnesia, dizziness, and confusion. Verzelov was one of the Pussy Riot members who rushed the field during the World Cup in Russia earlier this summer. Now, if seeing Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band is on your bucket list, better hurry so you can check it off, because the Michigan rocker has announced that his upcoming U.S. tour will be his last. After a pretty rough year last year in which he underwent back surgery, the 73-year-old says it's time to give way to the Kid Rocks and M&Ms of the world, I guess referring to music stars in his home state. He will be at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul December 12th. Well, a pretty monumental day in rock and roll history, September 18th, 1970, that's when Jimi Hendrix was pronounced dead in London after reportedly choking on his own vomit. Well, did you know that Gary Numan, you know, the synth guy who gave us Cars, is a licensed pilot? Well, in 1981, he aborted his ambitious trip around the world in a single-engine Cessna after he was forced to land in India, where authorities there arrested him. Birthdays today, the ageless teen Frankie Avalon is 79. The late Dee Dee Ramone of the Ramones would be 66. You know, he's buried not far from his bandmate Johnny Ramone in Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.